Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here, kicking off your work week, Monday, September the 20th, 2021, 9/20/21, 15 and a half minutes past the hour, and here we are in a week, apparently, where the fall weather is supposed to come. Now, it's my understanding. Now, I think the first day of fall, see, here we go again with these solstices and equinoxes. Now, tomorrow, September 21st, I believe, is the official first day of fall. Every 3 months, we get into this conversation. So June 21st would have been the first day of summer. So September 21st should be the first day of fall tomorrow. And it's going to come that way, too, because apparently there's supposed to be a storm coming through tomorrow that will lead to very cool temperatures as opposed to what we've been having starting on Wednesday. I think we're supposed to go from about 80 degrees tomorrow to a high of like 69 on, well, mid-80s tomorrow, to a high of about 69 on Wednesday. And Thursday and Friday aren't much better, but we are going into fall. But now the question is, when is the first day of fall? Now, have you heard any of the people on television talking about this? Because they love to talk about this. And I don't know why we keep moving these things around. Four times a year we have this conversation. We'll have it again in December, December 21st, when the first day of winter comes. But I think tomorrow is technically the first day of fall. Although, they will try to move it based upon time and the tilt of the earth and things of that nature. But, so I guess my question this morning is, has anybody announced the first day of fall as you are aware? 740-383-9944. And can you believe that fall is here? That's something to think about. It seems like just yesterday we were having the conversation about summer. And now, here we are into fall, or autumn, as some people like to call it. Autumn, I think, is a much better term. It's fall, you know, could mean anything. The fall of something. But autumn, that's probably the more appropriate term for what we're heading into. Now, we're going to be joined here in the first hour, or at some point this morning, by a guest. And it's going to be an interesting topic, to be honest with you. Because everybody, as we head into this fall, winter season, seems to be a little, a little amped up when it comes to the pandemic. Now, the reason I bring this up is something very strange happened yesterday in regard to the pandemic. Brenda Donegan, who has been with the Marion Star for more than 30 years, did her column. Now, since 2009, when she officially left her day-to-day job as a reporter, Brenda has pretty much just been doing the Just Musing column on Sunday, but she has done that since the early 1990s, and she continues to do it to this day. Now, the Just Musing column is in on the every Sunday paper, and basically it just gives you a roundabout idea of things that are going on in the community, and she talks about how she feels about little things, you know, changes in seasons and back to school and things of that nature. Well, yesterday, in the Just Musing column, Brenda did a little bit on the pandemic, which I don't know if she's really talked a whole lot about it up until this point, to be honest. I don't know. But there was a section, because this Just Musing column is divided up into sections, there was a section in this column yesterday that dealt with the pandemic that really got people up in arms in the community. Now, I'll tell you why this is strange to me, because Brenda Donegan has been writing this column for the Marion community for 30-plus years at this particular point. And the response, you know, her column does not usually get a whole lot of response because there's not much to say. It's just, here's what's coming up, and here comes fall, and school's back in session. So there's not usually a whole lot of fallout with Brenda Donegan's column. Well, yesterday I was looking online, and I saw her column pulled up. And there was something at that point, like 53 or 54 comments and 4 shares. And I thought, well, what in the world is causing such an outrage in Brenda's column? And as I went through the comments, I noticed that some of the comments were not very kind, as we should say. And I looked at the column, and basically, the column had to do with the pandemic. Now, I'm not going to get into exactly what was said, because Brenda's supposed to join us here momentarily, and we'll get it right from her, why this all happened, and her response to the reaction of what happened. But the reason this is of interest to me is because Brenda is very local. The column is very local. It's not being written by a politician. And it was just surprising to me the backlash that came from this. And I'm not really sure what brought out that kind of backlash. But we'll find out as the morning goes along here as soon as we get a hold of Brenda. But if you have anything to say before we get Brenda on the line, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz because, as I always say, your opinions are as important to me as anybody else's, and that's why I like to open up the toll-free line to hear from the listeners in the audience. This is a really interesting local story. So again, we hope to hear from Brenda very soon. But if you have anything to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, the Buckeyes won this weekend, although it was touch and go there for a minute. It was really touch and go to see if they were going to win. It got to the fourth quarter, and it looked as if, I think there was a 7-point difference at that point, it looked as if maybe they were not going to pull it out. But in the end, they did pull it out. And they pulled it out by quite a large margin. The fourth quarter was very good to them. Did anybody watch that game? It was awful exciting. All right. Checking in with Brenda here. We should have her in just a few minutes. Sometimes it's interesting with live radio. But we will get her here momentarily. You never know what people's mornings are going to be like, especially Monday mornings. And isn't it interesting? I mean, we say this every year, but isn't it interesting how the mornings are getting darker? Day by day by day, the mornings just keep getting darker. And I guess when you have a weekend, I don't think a whole lot about it because I'm not usually out in the 7 o'clock hour on Saturday or Sunday. So when I come back here on Monday, I think, wow, people have their lights on in the morning, and here we are still in summer for one more day. Oh, and by the way, today's also a big day on this program, and you can't miss this for love nor money, because we're going to continue on with the Geraldo Journal. Now, today is a big day in regard to the Geraldo Journal, because it's my understanding Geraldo will be doing his little show on WTAM at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, we have some devoted, and I can only call them devoted pinheads at this point, in Boston, who listen to this show. Now, Friday, we tried to get Geraldo to come on the show. Now, the way they wanted to do this was they wanted to call his show in Cleveland on WTAM, get on the air with him and actually have the conversation on the air and tape that segment and then come back and play it on our show. But Friday, they did not have enough time to get in. Now, that could have been because they did not start calling until after 9:30, which would have been my fault because I really did not get into the Geraldo Journal Friday until after 9:30. But today, they said today's the real push. So today, as far as I'm concerned, is the real push with these people in Boston and also the people here in Marion, because today's the day. Friday we talked about how to get Geraldo on this show, but today's the day that we get some real answers on this thing. And if you're just tuning in and maybe don't understand any of this, what happened was last Thursday I decided, in the midst of all the bad stuff going on in society and all the bad news, that I needed to bring some good news to society. And how do I bring good news doing this show every morning? Well, you know, I need to put I need to be straightened out. I need to be set on the right track, and the audience does as well. And I said, well, who can do this who's never been on the show before? And immediately I thought of Geraldo Rivera, because Geraldo does a radio show in Cleveland, just 2 hours from where we sit, and he's a legendary broadcaster. He's been doing things since the 1970s. He was on 2020. He had his own daytime talk show, which was very successful. He's still on Fox News to this day. So I said, this is the guy, because I've had a lot of great broadcasters on the show. I've had Phil Donahue and Willard Scott and Jerry Springer and Sally Jesse Raphael. You know, they've all been on the show. And Larry King has been on the show. So I thought, I've never had Geraldo on the show. Why has Geraldo never been on the show? So we set out to get Geraldo on the show. And because I'm a journalist, I have created a journal documenting this process to get Geraldo on the show. And we have two entries at this particular point. But really, we're not going very far with this. We're not getting anything done. So I'm hoping that today will be the day that we get things done in regard to the Geraldo Journal. I have a feeling that today might be the day. So we're going to see. Now, are any of our Boston friends out there listening this morning, or any of our local friends? Because I do know that a lot of people called the radio station, WTAM, up there in Cleveland, and told them that Geraldo needed to appear on the Scott Spears show in Marion. And they also sent emails. Now, has anybody got an email back? Has anybody called the number up there in Cleveland? And again, these are public numbers. It's not like we're pulling some kind of trick. The number for WTAM is area code 216-578-1100, and you'll get an operator, and you just talk to the operator and say, Geraldo needs to appear on Scott Spears' show on WWGH Radio. That's what's been going on. And if you don't like that, if you'd rather go the email method, it's Rob with one B, R-O-B, at WTAM.com. So I'm wondering if anybody has got any response, or Twitter, because Twitter, of course, is a big deal now in society. So we do have Twitter as well. Let's see here. You know, I wonder if Geraldo's been tweeting this morning. You know, he's crazy on the Twitter. Just absolutely insane on the Twitter. Geraldo likes his Twitter. So let's check out the Geraldo Rivera Twitters this morning. Well, he's already been up Twittering. Here we go. 4 minutes ago, indictment of Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman not getting nearly as much attention as it deserves. Understand what it implies. The impeachment of Donald Trump for collusion of Russia was fake, based on lies and phony evidence. Trump was framed. Geraldo tweeted that 4 minutes ago. And 13 minutes ago, oh, he's busy on the Twitter this morning, the men always think they're so sick. Watch them slide in Supermax. After countless cases of women going missing, we know in a huge majority of cases, if she's gone, she's not going to be found alive, and the husband or boyfriend always did it. See, that's what Geraldo tweets. He tweeted that 13 minutes ago, and that's in regard to that big case, a horrible, horrible case going on right now. 14 minutes ago, after countless cases of... Is this the same thing? I think he just retweeted himself. 19 minutes ago, hope Brian Laundry lives long enough to be tried, convicted, and spend the rest of his life in maximum security. There, his fellow inmates can make him suffer. He deserves that, after leaving her to rot in the wilderness. Condolences to Gabby's family on their awful loss. Well, Geraldo's incensed this morning. He's just angry as could be. And it's an awful story, I give him that, but now he wants people to rot. And again, it goes back to the 2 points. There are two things we know about Geraldo Rivera. Number one, he's a legendary broadcaster. Number two, he's nuts. He's just nuts. He's crazy. You know, Geraldo wrote a book years ago in the early 1990s. I wish I had a copy of this book. If anybody has a copy of this book or how I can get a copy of this book, let me know. But he wrote a book in the early 90s, and basically he told of all the women he had had affairs with. I don't know if they were affairs. He told of all the women he had had liaisons with, I guess. But he also told of everybody he'd beat up. And this is another thing we know about Geraldo. He likes to beat people up. And I think he would admit to that. So these are the things we know of Geraldo Rivera. So really, you know, he's only 2 hours away. He could come down here and try to knock me out, because he might not like what's going on right now. He might not like the response that is out there. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Now, here's something I wanted to do this morning. We did a little bit of this last Friday night, but I think it's worth doing again. Geraldo still appears on Fox News to this day. You know, he's got to have a job. So, Geraldo goes on Fox News, and for some reason, it seems like every time he's on Fox News, everything just goes haywire. So, Geraldo was on, not too long ago, talking... I believe they were talking about immigration. Although, to be honest with you, I really think the point of the subject is irrelevant. But here's a little taste of Geraldo on Fox News. Take a listen.
Information,
you know, stop
NBS.
Attacking me,
the police thing.
Address the issue.
You had the guts to address the issue
and not
again.
Address it.
This is not about me.
Can you?
You didn't come on this show
you
to attack me.
Yourself.
You came on the show to talk about the issue.
Because again,
do you have a point about the issue?
You're using your position of authority.
I'm sick of you, Bongino. I'm sick of you.
You're a punk.
Absolutely outrageous.
Geraldo, let him talk.
You're an uncontrolled lunatic.
Geraldo, let him talk.
Because you can't go on the air.
I'm an out of control lunatic.
Can you calm down? Yeah, you really
I'm
need to calm down.
I'm a 10-time Emmy winner
maybe
with deep experience in the Middle East.
Guys,
have you ever
guys,
even okay. been there?
Or
have
Geraldo, you, I want to make my
there?
Point, Sean.
I've covered
Sean,
every war since 1973.
I want to make my point when he stops talking.
Geraldo,
when he stops talking, I do have a point.
If your point is about me, I'm not going to stop. If your point's going to be about me, I'm not going to stop.
Geraldo Rivera does not understand that Hamas doesn't believe in Israel's right to exist. Hamas wants the Jews dead.
Now, see, right there, that tells you everything you need to know. So you don't even have to think that I'm telling stories out of school about Geraldo. Right there is what you get with Geraldo. Basically, that's what you get. Now, I don't necessarily see anything wrong with that, because at this point in his career, what does he have to lose? But my guess is this morning, he's going to be incensed on his radio show, which gets underway, I think at about, 9 o'clock here this morning in Cleveland? Because he is clearly upset about this whole issue with the girl, which we all should be upset. There's no doubt about that. But he's clearly upset, according to his Twitter feed this morning. So I would imagine when he goes on the air this morning, he's going to be heavily, heavily ticked. Because that's how Geraldo gets. He gets heavily, heavily ticked. But that's okay. Now, just another little taste of Geraldo here. He was on talking about COVID, and again, this is on Fox News within the last month, and the same sort of thing happened. So here's Geraldo on Fox News.
On Tuesday in Florida, there were over 16,000 new COVID infections. Yesterday, Wednesday in Florida, there were nearly 17,000 new.
Sean,
please give me
saved every older person. He used every state agency. No, this is not bash Ron DeSantis.
There were 17,000
A lot of these cases are coming here
yesterday.
Because of Joe. Dan Bongino.
This has nothing
right,
to do with Joe.
I want to say
yes, it does.
Infections yesterday. Dan.
Geraldo doesn't, about Ron DeSantis, he doesn't know the numbers. I live here. Florida's 26th in COVID deaths per 100.
Dan, it's Dan.
Geraldo, it's not
it,
my
Dan.
Fault. You
Google
never
it.
Know what you're talking about. It's not
oh,
my
you
fault
are so full
that
of crap.
You never
you are so
research anything before you come on
you
the
are
air.
So full of it, but, you know. That's why I hate coming on
folks,
with you.
Folks, please
because
look
you
it
are
up
such
to
a
prove
cheap shot
how
heart.
Silly this
right,
guy
guys,
is.
Stabbing
this
cheap guy, shot Geraldo, heart. Let Dan talk.
Geraldo.
Dan.
He doesn't like to do that, Sean, because he always gets caught never knowing what he's
Stick
talking
to the
about.
Facts.
And he's embarrassed.
Stick to the story.
And his position
so
on the border.
It.
I did stick to
I'm,
the facts.
I'm embarrassed
you don't
to be on this
them.
Air with you. That's why I'm
you
embarrassed.
Never.
Once again, that's all you need to know about Geraldo. Right there. Now, we're going to be joined by Brenda. She's just been detained here for a little bit this morning, so we will get to Brenda Donegan before the show is over. But right there, that's all you need to know about Geraldo Rivera. And I hope, with all the seriousness going on in society, people are enjoying this Geraldo log. I really do. I'm enjoying it. Now, will we get him on? I don't know. But I've got to find this book. Now, does anybody have any opinions on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, the old Geraldo log. And remember, you can call the station up there, WTAM in Cleveland, right now, or send them an email. I'm sure they are in the office at this point. And again, that's, or has anybody else called? I'd love to hear the responses of what people are saying up in Cleveland. 216-578-1100, and of course you can get that on the internet or on their website, so that's not exactly a hidden number. And their email, which was given to us by a listener, Rob with one B, rob@wtam.com. Now apparently that's the producer up there in Cleveland. So has everybody called and said, listen, in Marion, Ohio, Scott Spears is doing a journal to get Geraldo on his show And we'll do this journal. We'll fill it out fully next hour. But what will these people in Boston do today? Because one of those Boston pinheads said they were going to call in and try to get on his show and have this conversation right on the air. And another one of them, I can't think of his name, but he said something about they were gathering up all the pinheads to make this happen, and that they had emailed and they had called. Well, has anybody ever gotten an email back from this Rob guy? And then one of our friends last week, Charlene, who's a local listener here, apparently called up to WTAM, and their response was unbelievable because they said, why would you want Geraldo on your show? Now, to me, if this happened on any other station, heads would roll. Because if Geraldo knew about this, I think he would go bananas. Because you see how he is. We've played a couple clips this morning from Fox News. You see how Geraldo is on a daily basis. He's nuts. He's just absolutely crazy. So if he knew that operators at his own station up there, WTAM, were answering the phone, and when the question was posed, why won't Geraldo go on the Scott Spears show, and the answer is, why would you want Geraldo on your show, which is what they're saying up there at his station in Cleveland, WTAM, I think he'd go nuts, and he would probably go pick a fight with that operator. Because, again, the things we've learned, the two things about Geraldo we know. Number one, legendary broadcaster. Number two, he's nuts. But I think he would say that he's nuts. He's hot-headed. He's a hot-headed guy. If he doesn't like the question or he doesn't like what's going on, he gets berserk. And I believe that's what will happen on his show this morning. Although, I'll be doing this show during the 9 o'clock hour, so I really can't get involved in that. But here we are. Everybody must be having a nice, relaxing Monday morning, enjoying the last vestiges of summer as we head into Wednesday, which apparently is going to be a very cool day. Does anybody got anything they want to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 in regard to the Geraldo log or anything else going on in your life at this particular point. And again, we want to hear your reports back from dealing with this station up there, WTAM, so I can record those in the log. Because this is a journal. It's not really a log. Sometimes I call it a log, I guess because I log in it every morning. But really, it's a journal, because we journalists deal in journals. So again, if you have anything to say, or you've called up to WTAM this morning, maybe you got up this morning over a nice cup of coffee, a nice bowl of cereal, and you called WTAM and you said, why has this not been done? Because I assumed by this point, we started this on Thursday, I assumed I would have heard something out of this station, WTAM, or would have heard something out of Geraldo at this point. But so far, nothing. Zero. Zilch. Which makes me wonder again about these people in Boston. I wonder if they're all suited up and ready to go, because we're about 17 minutes from 9 o'clock, and apparently you've got to call in at the beginning of the show to get in touch with Geraldo. I didn't even know he took calls. But I guess he does. But remember, he's going to be hot this morning because he's already been on Twitter going nuts. Now, I don't know if he was on Fox this morning or not, but I can tell he's all fired up. He's all fired up and ready to go at 9 o'clock this morning. Okay. Phone lines are open. Give me a buzz. That's all I got to say about that right now until there is another development. And again, Brenda Donegan. Hopefully, very soon here, we will get Brenda and discuss the whole situation yesterday with her column, which is a very interesting story here in the Marion area. So I hope we get to that very soon as well. Big morning here on WWGH Radio to kick off the week. We also have some tickets to the Wilds and the Columbus Zoo we still want to give away. The Wilds tickets are good through, what do we got here? Halloween. The Wilds tickets are good through Halloween, and the Zoo tickets are good through the first of the year, so you don't have to go immediately. Well, let's try a little competition here this morning. We'll put people's names in a drawing, and kind of as this morning goes on, we'll draw the names out, and we'll draw a name out at the end of the morning and pick the winner. Okay, the phone is ringing, so maybe this is something of high importance. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, not to change the subject, but have they found out what happened over there on Congress Street?
No, I don't think any reports have come in as yet. As soon as they do, hopefully we'll be able to report them. But I think the state inspectors came in sometime on Thursday, and I have not heard any reports yet. But as soon as we would get something, I certainly will let people know. Have you heard anything about that whole thing?
No, I haven't heard anything more.
Yeah, it's a horrible situation. I also haven't heard anything more on the gentleman who sustained the injuries.
No, I haven't heard any more about him either.
Which that was it's totally unfortunate, and I hope that it certainly can be remedied. A house explosion, yeah, you think about something like that, that really is quite a mess, to say the least.
Now, I know the day after, I was at the store, and I looked at Marion Star, and they didn't have nothing on it. I don't know if they have had something on it yet or not.
You know, I don't know.
It might have been, it happened at 8:35, so it might have been too late to make the paper the next day. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I doubt it would make the next day, because I think their deadlines are somewhere like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and that happened late on Thursday, so there's probably not much chance it would have been, or it happened Wednesday night, I think. So it definitely would not have been in Thursday's paper, but it could have been in Friday's paper. It wasn't in Friday's paper?
I didn't get to see it. I wasn't out. I don't take the paper. I just looked at it Thursday, and it wasn't in there.
Well, I tell you, we're still waiting on Geraldo.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about Brenda Donegan, too.
Yeah, Brenda Donegan, she was supposed to be on at 8:15 this morning, and I guess she's
still
a little...
Still live in Prospect?
No, she's not in Prospect anymore. She moved out of there quite some time ago, but hopefully we'll get her on here very soon. Let me even see if we can dial her up again. But thanks for if I hear anything about the fire or explosion, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks, John.
Okay. All right. As we continue on, again, phone lines are open. See, I like calls like that. We can talk about anything that's on your mind. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. If the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here we are. Okay, the phones are ringing. Let's see what we've got here coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Bob?
All right, couple things.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to wish my grandson a 15th birthday today. And then, second of all, on the virus, you said last week that it would take about a week or so before there be any reports about spikes or anything from people going to the popcorn festival. Have you heard anything on that yet?
You know, I actually have not heard anything on that yet, but we hope to have somebody on.
Have you heard anything about that yet?
Well, we will know something about that very soon, because I think one day this week, very soon, we're going to have somebody from the hospital on.
Yeah, but he said it'd take about a week or so.
Yeah, about a week, 2 weeks, but yeah. Right now, really no information on that.
Right. I'm just curious myself, because from what I understood, because I didn't know, and none of us wanted to know, that not everybody up there, everybody was one of my show. So, you don't know.
It's going to be an interesting story as it goes on, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. All right, I'll let somebody else down.
All right, thanks, Bob.
Yep.
All right. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. You can ask me anything you'd like or anything but that's just on your mind. Doesn't even have to be a question. Maybe you're just thinking about something right now. 740-383-9944. Got to get some questions here so we can give away some more of these tickets, but I did want to check the Marion Public Health numbers this morning. Well, right now, cases over the last 2 weeks are 641. We're still at 43.95% vaccinated, so I'm guessing that does not reflect the Popcorn Festival numbers yet. Maybe they'll be updated later on today, and we'll see how that all shakes out. But that's where we are right now. 740-383-9944. We had a lot of fun on Friday night going through the where things used to be in Marion trivia. And I'd like to do some more of that. But I'll tell you, there's only so many things you can do, to be honest. Only so many... Well, here's one, as I say that popped into my head. In the 1980s and 90s, Marion had four bowling alleys. Does anybody know the four bowling alleys that were in Marion in the 80s and 90s? There were four. Four bowling alleys. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the four bowling alleys in Marion that existed in the 1980s and 1990s? All you have to do is give me their name. Being on bowling leagues used to be a very big thing. I don't know what happened with that. How that all ended up going by the wayside. Okay, let's see. We've got the four bowling alleys. Well, this person might know the four bowling alleys coming up here. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, that'd be Star Lanes, Plaza Lanes, Southwind Lanes, and Marion Lanes.
That's right. Who are we putting in the competition this morning?
Go ahead and put Bob in.
Oh, put Bob in. Okay. Well, Bob's in. Thank you. Were you a big bowler?
No, I bowled a little bit back in the day. We used to, New Year's Eve, you know, try to go bowling every year, but... You know, it could be hard to get a lane on New Year's Eve, too.
What do you think happened with all the leagues?
I don't know. Bowling just isn't as popular as what it once was.
No, it seemingly went all by the wayside. I don't understand. But hopefully one day it'll rebound.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. So we got Bob in this morning. Our friend there knew all the bowling alleys. It was Plaza, Southland, Star, and Buckeye Lanes. So there you go. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, here's one for you. In the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, the mall had three anchor stores. And what I mean by anchor is at the end of each side. And I'm trying to do this without giving the names. But our Southland Mall had two big stores... at the end of each side. Oh, we're getting a call here, so maybe we'll go with this particular call. Go ahead, caller.
You go back a few years earlier, there was a Palace Bowling Lanes on West Center Street, too.
Yeah, what year would that have been?
I think it closed probably in the mid to late 70s. It was just the other, it was across from the Palace Theater on an angle there. The Eagles Lodge was there, and then there was Palace Bowling Lanes upstairs.
Huh. You would think that that might be a good location, but apparently not.
Nope.
All right, thank you. Well, there you go, the Palace Bowling Lanes. All right, I was working on my next question now, and I think it's went out of my head. all the anchor stores at the mall. In the 80s, 90s, and 2000, there were three anchor stores. What were they? Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
It was definitely an Elder Beerman or an LB. It was one of the few in kind of in the mid or central Ohio area. Now, that I know. But I would say Sears and Penny's. Those are kind of the default answers, but that probably isn't right.
Sears and Penny's were two of them, but there was one more. Elder Beerman was in the mall, but it was never an anchor.
I would consider it an anchor. It was a department store.
Well, an anchor to me is...
I don't think it was Lazarus. Was it a well-known name back in those days?
Well, it had a good run for the time it was there.
Wasn't it like a sort of a discount store? I mean, a little like a step above Kmart. I'm thinking that also.
Well,
it was like a big, you know, more discount type department store than a
don't
store.
It wasn't like a Kmart. So I wouldn't say that. No.
Or Hills. Hills is like Kmart though.
It wasn't really like Hills.
Okay. Well, I would say now,
have you called WTAM as of yet?
Yeah, it was before our time. But the radio station, of course, was one of the most wonderful businesses at some point, but you're talking 80s and 90s, you're saying?
Well, in early 2000s.
Okay, that I should know. I mean, I've been to the mall many times.
Now,
okay,
Adam.
I will keep listening. Thank you.
What?
So, you have a question for me?
Yeah, I do. Have you called WTAM as of
yet? Oh, I'm not yet, but I'm going to.
Okay, because I want to hear what they have to say.
Do you think Geraldo will be happy about you saying that he's crazy? I mean, he's hot-headed. I mean, that's his image.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt he's crazy.
Okay, well, you know, crazy, there's good crazy and bad crazy.
Oh, he's good crazy. He's good.
Yeah, I mean, you're not saying it in a belligerent way.
No,
he is outspoken. He does get intense.
I've played his...
Dick Cavett's kind of laid back.
I've played his clip...
Dick Cavett, and you remind me of him so much.
Geraldo
is more of a temper on him, I would say.
Well, I've played his clips. Now, that's from the recent months on Fox News, and I have also read his Twitters, and it's clear that he's nuts, but that's not always a bad term. It's like pinhead, you know, the people in Boston.
Well, let him know, you know, I'm the long-distance chauffeur to the stars, so I'll pick him up and take him from Cleveland. You know, you do the kind of the medium distances, like the airport. I'll transport him from Cleveland, which is about, you know, comparable to the distance I took Thunderbolt, actually a little bit closer.
Well, you got to call up there first and see what they have to say. Now, we know other people have called, but we want to report back as to what they're saying.
Okay, then the pinheads, they're the ones who are a little crazy, I think.
Well, but they're hopefully they'll call into Geraldo's show this morning.
You know,
as long as
they're faithful listeners, I like having, and like Lewis in Arizona, I like having these listeners from other states who are faithful listeners. Even if they don't call, you know, they're listening.
But you have to tell them the full, you know, that we're doing a log down here. We're doing a journal.
I'll give them a ring and I'll try to get Geraldo down there. I mean, you and Geraldo and our listeners, that would be radio for the
Talkmania. That's what we're calling it. Talk
and Angie
meaning.
Could kind of be the calming influence, because she's always so calm. She never really...
Well, I'm not going to get angry with Geraldo.
Probably just because she's a parent. That's probably why. She can keep her cool really well.
We should... Well, let us know. Give us a report as to what they're saying up in Cleveland.
Okay. Will do, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. By the way, that's the name we have for this event that will be taking place if Geraldo should ever decide to do this show, and then Geraldo will have me on me show. See, that's the diplomacy of radio. I'll have him on my show, I'll invite him over to my show, and then he can come on, I'll come on his show. Go ahead, caller.
Murphy's was out there about where Elder Beerman's was, and Twin Fair used to be out there, National City Bank used to be out there, and Gray Drug Store used to be out there.
But they weren't the anchors in the 80s or 90s. There was a store. Penny's was right. Sears was right. Those are the two anchor stores, the stores at each end. But there was one other store after one of those stores went out that did come in for a little bit.
Okay, because I worked out there and... Twin Fair was there before they enclosed the mall.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Just got a word, by the way, from the fire department. They don't have any more information on it as of yet. They're waiting for the state to make a ruling. So as soon as they make the ruling, we'll bring that to you on the house explosion on Congress Street. 740-383-9944. Does anybody know the three anchor stores at the mall? We've already given you two. In the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We've got Penny's and Sears, but there was one more. Does anybody know what it was? 740-383-9944. And that's the update from the fire department. Okay, we'll take one more call, then we're going to go to break here and see if we can figure out what else is going on. Go ahead, caller.
Was it almonds?
Not almonds. Good guess, though. Not almonds. We're going to break, coming back in about 15 minutes.
Again, to WWGH, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers.
Speedy delivery.
Yay! Boy, that sure sounds familiar.
The place is WWGH 107.1 FM. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope, really I hope so. And, the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh, that's you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree? Or don't you agree,
you disagree
that
with
gossip,
the question?
Because it contains three words, gossip and tabloid. And I think those are the same. Thou shalt not better ever never hurt. If you gave it a thought, you'd have never fought. It only made things.